It's time to start your Raider football day with the Morning Tailgate with your hosts, Clay Baker, Vinny Bonsignor, and Vince Sapienza on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Hour number three here on the Morning Tailgate. It is Raider Nation Radio 920. Vince Sapienza, Vinny Bonsignor, and Clay Baker coming to you live from the Circa Resort and Casino, the beautiful Galaxy Ballroom inside this fantabulous building. Here in downtown Las Vegas, it is always a treat when we get to hit the road, so to speak, and get out of Dodge for a hot second. We'll be back at practice later today. 702-365-9200 is the number. We'll get more of your thoughts on the biggest surprises of camp leading into preseason finale in Arizona for the Silver and Black. But at this time, we have to welcome in our next guest. He is the VSIN co-founder and CEO, Bill A.D. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
You know, I was asleep about 40 minutes ago,
Is this normal call time for you, Bill?
It really is. 9 a.m. is kind of early. When I had a choice between 8 and 9, it was definitely 9, so, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
And thanks to Michelle Musburger for getting you out of bed and hoisting you out here.
Dragging you over. Well done. But we are talking about the Circa Survivor. Circa. Seven, the Grandissimo, all these different fantastic games, bettings. This is I don't even want to call them ways of life at this point, right? Yeah. I mean, like, this is life now.
Yeah, I don't think when we started VSIN back in 2017 that so much of our programming would be around contests. Certainly, you know, Westgate had their super contest and everything, but this has kind of blown everything out of the water here at Circa. And so I kind of describe it as a male reality show. Of course, women are welcome.
That's good.
But you know, it's kind of, it's, you know, you're following things every week and the ups and downs and heartbreak. And so it probably should appear on Bravo, not VSIN.
Yeah, right. Well, what was the vision for VSIN? And did you leave room for that ability to adjust to the changing times?
Yeah, I think when Brian Musburger, who is Brent Musburger's nephew, had the idea for this, actually way before 2017, he was thinking about it. Our elevator pitch was, we're the CNBC for sports betting news and information.
I love that. Yeah, that's good.
You know, so
information.
Yeah, so, you know, CNBC has some other shows, you know, Shark Tank or whatever, right? So this is our Shark Tank, yeah.
But at the same time, Ed, did you also understand that there was a market that was going to continue to grow and you were making this relatable, having sports information at the ready for the audience that you were going after? But also, you realized that, you know, this was going to create a certain lifestyle where contests were going to mean something. And at the same time, it wasn't just going to be for football. It was just as big in the offseason. And now as you guys starting to entertain it and growing even further, you now understand that there's a horse racing element to this that people also crave that information too.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of our programming is helping people understand not just sports betting, but also how to play a contest, which you've talked to enough sports bettors, I'm sure, over the years to know that it's a very different specialty playing a contest. You have people like Steve Fezzik and others who, you know, will tell you it's a different way to play sports.
It is, but it's also, some men will not go into a counter to learn how to sports bet for themselves. So your shows at VSIN have actually allowed men to actually learn something so they would actually feel comfortable and confident going into a sports book and knowing what they do, because, you know, most men are in denial about things that they don't know. This should be on Bravo.
I think
not me.
Yeah. Well, I think our best programming is when we try to explain sports betting in a way that, even if you think you know it, you know, it helps you. We try to put it in a way of, you know, hey, you probably know this, but if your friends ever ask about it, you know, here's how you should explain it, you know, so we don't feel like we're, you know,
you know, talking down
asking,
to anybody.
Asking directions yeah. to the grocery store or something like that, right?
Yeah. I don't do that. I just want to know how long it's going to take
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
to
get there. That's the only reason. Never I do been it. There myself.
Bill A.D., VSiN co-founder and CEO, and you also have this docuseries on the Circus Survivor, The Quest for $14.2 million. That is $14.2 million. That's going to draw me in right away.
Yeah.
But what has that been like, and that experience, I guess, been like leading up to where we are today?
Well, I think it the Circus Survivor, The Quest for $14.2 million, you can watch it on our YouTube channel at VSiN Live, and it's a 10-part series, and it takes you through the roller coaster ride of last year's Survivor contest.
Oh, wow.
And I think the one difficulty is, right, you start out with, 14,000 or entries, right? And the producers, they don't know who to follow, right? Because it's, by 3 weeks in, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but 3 weeks in, everybody's gone.
Got to find some new people.
Right, right. Yeah. There's a lot of characters
now, that
at first.
Did help narrow yeah. the field down a little yeah. bit as to who they should talk to. But, that's one of the difficulties. So, in the early stages of the series, we're focused on some of the celebs who have entered.
Okay.
Greg Maddox, Dana White's in it. Dana White needs $14 million, but hey, I'm sure he could put it somewhere. And then as we get into the week by week, watching people, how they strategize. So hopefully if you watch it, it prepares you for entering the contest.
Obviously, sports gaming and VSiN, it's 24/7 all year round. You got the NBA playoffs. You've got the March Madness, all these great signature events. But can you quantify or just try to explain to our listeners how big football actually is in the whole equation?
Yeah, it's just different. You can feel it. You were talking about the fall weather. You can kind of, even in Vegas, right? But you can start to just feel the atmosphere, the crowds in the book, the excitement. It's just a different vibe. Our traffic probably doubles in the fall. Our viewership skyrockets in the fall. It just, people love their football.
People love summer, but when that first leaf falls into fall and that ball gets yeah. kicked off.
Now, when people ask me what they should bet on, I usually tell them they should stick to, like, tennis in Thailand or something like that, because the NFL is so hard to beat. But it is what it is. They want to play football, right?
Absolutely.
Tennis. Yeah,
I'm gonna look into that. Tennis yeah. in Thailand,
rickshaw races, and something. But yeah,
a lot of ESPN
yeah,
the Ocho.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. We're speaking with Bill A.D., VSiN's co-founder and CEO. Can also be heard locally here in Las Vegas, 12:30. The game, VSiN Las Vegas, and of course, Bill also writes the daily newsletter, the VSiN Daily. What's that like? Because you come from a journalistic background from Chicago, what's that like to keep up on that daily newsletter? Because that's something that comes in, and that's like what people first see every morning in their inbox.
Yeah, it's difficult, in Vegas. I would say, thank God I'm on West Coast time, but they made a commercial for my newsletter, and it shows me at the Legacy Club at about 2 a.m., still at it.
Perfect.
And my deadline is 3 a.m. to send it out, and I tell people that's not a commercial, that's a documentary, because there are some nights where it's a little tough to put it together, but hopefully it gives a feel for what's going on in Las Vegas, or at the very least what's going on at the Legacy Club, and gives the highlights of the day for what we have on the site and everything. So
why do we as writers do that, though? Why your deadline's 3 and you're still writing at 2? It's just, I don't know why we do.
Well,
that,
I know. It's just, we need a deadline to finish things.
It's like the old Red Smith. They asked him, like, how long does it take you to write your story? He goes, it depends. You need it next week, it'll be next week.
Yeah.
It'll take 7 days. If you need it an hour, I'll get it to you.
How long do I have?
That is the exact question. Yes.
This guy knows. Yeah.
What's the craziest and favorite memory of covering Chicago sports when you were as an editor with the Chicago Sun-Times as well as writer with the Trib?
I would have to say the Bulls six championships. Yeah. I was sports editor of the Sun-Times at that moment. And it was unbelievable. I mean, talk about a soap opera, right? And I mean, I was telling stories the other day, where I signed Dennis Rodman to do a weekly column. That was my big idea.
Oh, that's dynamite.
Did he write it, or was there a ghostwriter?
Well, here's what happened. Jerry Krause actually came to the paper and said, there is no way Dennis Rodman is doing a column for you.
Yeah, shut it
down. And I was mad. I was like, please, no. And then I realized that he probably saved my job because, of course, that was a year where, like, Dennis Rodman disappeared for a week, going to Vegas or whatever.
Yeah. But the column showed up every week.
Nothing showed up, and thank God. So that would have been a nightmare.
All right, so we're talking about the Circa Survivor here at Circa, and we just had Ian Ritchie last hour join us, and we're trying to pick his brain. We're trying to get the secrets.
He's in for $100,000 the Grandissimo. Yeah. He was the first one to sign up. He's a very sharp guy, and he's got some sharp partners.
Yeah, but Bill, so he sits there and he lets us in on this nugget that if you bet a Thursday game and it doesn't go your way, you have the ability to buy back
the Thursday game.
Yeah.
But the way he said it was like, yeah, you can just buy in real quick. And I'm thinking, well, it must be a discounted rate. And he's like, no, you just need another 100, yeah. 100 grand. I'm like, what?
Yeah. You've got that 100,000.
Yeah, just lying around,
right?
You got to go lift a couple mattresses.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think the Grandissimo is going to be very interesting because, and it really helps the documentary because hey, there's about 20 guys that have 100,000 each. And,
right.
Well, and he was saying that there was a little bit of a side wager going on. How many we were going to actually see. Is it closer to 15, closer to 25? I said they're at 19?
Yeah, they're at 19. There's already 100,000 wired in from someone who's a poker player in Vegas. So they'll definitely be at 20 in the next day or so.
Hello.
I think they'll get to – I think the total, if you will, is 29.5.
Wow.
Now, somebody asked me what we thought – what Derek Stevens, owner of Circa – thought it would be, and you never know with him. He could have thought it was 5 or 50. So, but it's definitely been successful, and I think it'll be a great thing to follow. Yeah. Right? We got 100,000 on a Survivor.
Where are we on the production schedule for the docuseries, and at what point can people start watching and
so you
stick
can,
with it?
You can watch last, you know, the most recent series.
Okay.
Now, season three, the, you know, the quest for, I don't know, have you guys made a guess on what the total's going to be? I think it's going to get over 20 million.
23.65.
Yeah.
There you go.
That actually starts tonight with the champions coming back to Circa. They have their blue jackets.
Love it.
Kind of obnoxious, walking around
We're
with that. And so, yeah.
Come on, Bill, that's nice.
Let them have their moment one more time.
Scene, though.
Yeah, I'm sure Tiger Woods was wearing his green
jacket.
Yeah,
exactly.
At the Shoney's Augusta, walking around.
Would anybody say anything to Tiger, though, if he was just walking around in the green jacket? Definitely not.
Yeah, if Mike Ditka's wearing a gold jacket, I'm not going to say anything to Ditka.
And that's why I let these guys wear their
blue
jackets.
Well done. Well done. Smart.
So that it starts tonight, and they'll start shooting the producers, and that's how we go at it.
Does it come all one lump, or will it be a
so the 10 episodes all come out at the 5 and 5 came out weeks apart.
Great.
But you can watch all 10 right now.
Beautiful.
And we'll see. Maybe we'll change it up for next year. But we showed episodes on VSiN, of course, on our radio station here on the Fine Lotus Network. We still have audio.
That's right.
It's glorious audio.
Love it.
But I think that some of the favorite pull and the real appeal is that people are going to watch this, and they're going to see everyday people who have put up $1,000. Maybe it's a husband-wife team, but they have their own normal jobs, and this is what they go and get their kick from. And at the same time, they are doing very well. They find their way towards the end, past Thanksgiving, getting a chance at taste and to wear that brass ring. What's it like to cover some of the regular people that are in this contest that are now getting a chance to possibly become millionaires with this deal?
Well, you definitely get to know these folks through the documentary. And, of course, I get to know them because I'm around all day, yeah. You know, on Sundays when they're mm-hmm. when they're around. So I think the hard part is watching them, you know, gut-wrenching losses, right? And there's a couple of those, as you may remember, even in the final week, to watch millions
life-changing money.
Yeah, life-changing money for these folks.
Fleeting.
My favorite thing is the ones who win, when they come back and they make it seem like, okay, I'm ready to win again. And
wow.
And I think a lot of them, some of them are self-aware about how much luck was involved in it, and some of them are not. But they got that, right?
I think Vegas likes the ones that are not.
Yeah.
Those are their favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't help, and I talked to Ian about this. I know everybody wants to get to Thanksgiving. Like, that's right. That's like a pillar, a goal.
Right.
Like, I just can't get past Christmas Day. Like, Christmas Day is its own week.
Oh.
And if you come up short on Christmas, it's the worst. You'll remember Christmas in the most negative way forever.
Well, there's one guy in the documentary whose wedding is on, like, that Thanksgiving weekend.
No.
He's, like, watching the game in the bathroom, you know, sneaking in a few plays. Now he makes it through.
Oh, thank.
He's divorced now, but, yeah.
Shocking.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. You know, Brent Musburger, former voice of the Raiders, he and I got knocked out in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And... So Brent's on his own this year. I got cut.
I'm sorry.
Because I didn't call him to say, hey, we should get off the Bengals. I don't like this receiving situation.
Oh, man.
So we went south right away. Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
I want another documentary on the guy.
Yeah.
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 He got divorced.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
He lost.
Yeah.
Or more ways than one.
Or did he?
No.
Just kidding.
Bill, that's a twist.
Who pulled the trigger? Who? On who? Yeah.
That's a writer.
We're just
that's a writer right there.
Yep.
Well done.
Hey, Bill, it's really awesome having you in. Thank you so much for making time for us. We've been a big fan, and we're really grateful that, you know, for VSiN over at Lowe's Broadcasting on 12:30 The Game. But what you're doing right now has been changing the game for many years, and it's really awesome to see that kind of influence pervade throughout the country. And it's because of you and the great people that you've been working with. It's getting bigger each and every year. And I just want to say congratulations.
Well,
I'm really happy that you're part
you.
Of this.
Thank you. Awesome that we have a local station here in Vegas. Thanks to Lotus. And watch the Circus Survivor Series on our YouTube channel, VSiN Live. You can watch it all there for free.
Fantastic.
Bill AD, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having
me. Hope the day's not too long. Days aren't too long.
No, well, if you see some typos in the newsletter tomorrow, you'll know why. So, yeah.
Well, blame it on legacy.
Yeah.
Wait, who's your week one pick?
Oh, God. I haven't looked yet. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's the key is get hung up on
week one.
The week one pick. Don't make it now because you should have decided Saturday to get off the Bengals. So, you know.
It sounds like it's not going to be the Bengals.
Yeah.
Bill AD joining us here on the Morning Tailgate, Raider Nation Radio 920, live from Circa. 702-365-9200 is the number. We'll open up the phone lines one more time in the final hour. Get to some of your texts as we talk about the biggest surprises for the Silver and Black during training camp. What are they to you as they get set for their preseason finale in Arizona? More on the way. It's the Morning Tailgate, Raider Nation Radio 920.
More Silver and Black Talk with Vince Sapienza, Clay Baker, and Vinny Bonsignor.
Welcome back inside the Morning Tailgate, Raider Nation Radio 920, coming to you live from Circa Resort and Casino, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, as we're getting ready for the Circa Survivor, Circa Million 7.
Woo!
Not Million and 7, Circa Million 7th Edition.
Unbelievable. Can't believe it's here. $1,000 entry for your chance at real, real prize money.
I'm going to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Can I borrow $1,000?
Yes. Yes, we'll all get
actually,
together.
Can I borrow? No, just me. Can okay. I borrow 2,000? I want one. I want to enter. And yeah. then in case I need to buy back in.
Right, right. They have that little buyback, that little option. We'll put it in a safe in the Raider Nation Radio studio. Okay. So it'll be safe and we can all look at it.
Welcome back in. 702-365-9200 is the number. We're asking the question. Training camp surprises, whether it's a position, a battle, a theme, a move, or lack of moves. 702-365-9200. Let's get out to the phones. Jim the Mailman joining us from Pittsburgh here
what's
on
up,
the Morning
Jim?
Tailgate. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, good to hear from
you. Yeah, you too. Long time. You know what I want to say? I want to see Spytek called the Cincinnati Bengals and say, I want to trade Malcolm Kutz a third round for Trey Hendrickson.
Whoa.
And you see Trey Hendrickson come out of the training camp in a Raider uniform.
Is that what's going to make you happy, Jim?
Yes, absolutely.
Why are you so concerned about Trey Hendrickson and not Malcolm? Malcolm could have the big year this year.
I don't know. I think Hendrickson would be with him and Crosby on the ends. I think that would be an awesome line.
All right, Jim, let's explore this for a second because you are one of many of Raider Nation that are kind of clamoring for this very deal to take hold. So I'm just going to play devil's advocate just for a minute. So I just want to get your thoughts. You get to be the representative of Raider Nation for the moment. So not only do you have to trade draft pick, you have to trade a somewhat known commodity in Malcolm Kuntz. Yes, he's coming off injury. But then you also have to pay a soon-to-be 31-year-old Trey Hendrickson a long-term deal with big-time money. And that's a lot of money eating up on that defensive line for – I mean, how big of an upgrade do you think Trey Hendrickson will be not only this year but in 3 years?
Well, that all depends how much he's going to get a year. You know, if he wants, like, 33, 34 a year.
Which is what he does.
Yeah, why not? And he's what? He's going to be 31 in December.
Right.
And I think that sounds great, man, with Crosby and him on the ends. That would help our secondary. That'd be a great pass rush, you know?
You aren't worried about tying up, and
you're giving up a third round. You're not giving up a first round.
Right.
You're giving up a third round.
And at the same time, you're putting like there'll be over like $65 million locked in for two positions on that defensive line. Is that money well spent? I'm talking to you as the new GM.
I think so. I make that trade. I really
you want
would.
To win now because you could be.
No,
could
I don't want to win now. I mean, I know they're not going to win overnight, but you know, but. If he's available, I mean, I hear he's the Raiders are the front runners to get him.
Right, but if you're saying you don't think that they're going to win now, then what's the point in trading the draft capital, the player, and
because
spending
by the
all
time,
that money?
By the time, like 3 years from now, I think the Raiders could be a Super Bowl contender. Maybe 2 years.
Okay.
All right. Jim the Mailman.
All right, Jim.
In Pittsburgh with a fine delivery and a fine thought. As well here on the Morning Tailgate, Raider Nation Radio 920. You know, it's a lot of people are throwing that out there. And we've all seen the reports, the Raiders are the front runners. I just don't know how much sense it makes for the age of the player, for what you would have to pay him. And I just don't know what level that brings this team to as opposed to not. Like, I don't know how much it elevates that defense. Because I'm not just thinking this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking over the next 3, 4, 5 years. How much does that elevate? Because in 3, 4, 5 years, he's 34, 35 years old.
And this is a young man's game as a pass rusher, unless you're one of the elite. But there's so few of those, and I've never felt Hendrickson was in that group anyway, even at his prime and at his max. And I just don't like tying up all that money in a position where, you know, where guys are aging. And at the same time, you can see 3 years down the road, that money could be well spent somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the draft capital could be spent somewhere else, especially if you're concerned about finding the next, perhaps, quarterback in the draft down the road. Maybe that's where they should be focused on. But listen, Jim, I know you got concerns about the defense. I'm with you. And maybe having that push up front kind of helps to alleviate the work with the secondary. The secondary is still something that needs to get worked on no matter what. So think about what that's going to cost as well down the road.
Sal on the text line says, good morning, guys. Did I hear correctly that Carroll's planning on playing starters this Saturday? I'm going to the game with my son, and we want to be able to try and prevent him from doing so.
We're going to get out on the field, and we're going to stop this nonsense.
Seriously, though, is this true, Sal? I would be shocked if we saw starters on the field Saturday in Arizona. Pete was asked, is everybody live on Saturday? Because that has been his go-to response when asked who's playing in the preseason. And Pete just responded, yes, everybody. But I think he said everybody is alive. So I think it was a play on words.
Yeah.
I don't, maybe that was just me, but either way.
But he said answered it correctly
alive.
Then.
Yeah, so
everyone is alive.
He said everybody's alive. Sal, I would be very surprised if we saw the starters on Saturday. So take that for what it is. Nothing has been confirmed nor denied. We may be all surprised.
Right. You and your family, just take a deep breath. You don't have to stop anything. Just enjoy the game.
So when I'm in Arizona on Saturday night, if I see a man and his son running onto the field yelling at Pete Carroll, that'll be Sal.
You'll be on the Fox 5 news. It'll be
great. Fox 5 will have you covered. let's see. Buzz C. Good morning, guys. I'm glad you brought up Robert's preparation. Just listen to videos of Ray Lewis film study preparing for Brady and Manning, etc. Veteran leadership, just what the Raiders need. Yeah, I think it's a great point. And just to kind of rehash a little bit on the Landon Roberts, you know, he was talking about how he started his film processing routine ahead of the 49ers joint practice and ahead of their preseason game at Saturday. Just it wasn't so much so to get all the answers for the San Francisco 49ers. It was more so getting his mind into the routine of, hey, this is what we're doing during the regular season. That way, when week one does come around, it's not an abrupt, oh, yeah, I have to do this. Oh, yeah, this is my time for film. Oh, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
I think that hopefully that pervades throughout the room, and I'm sure it does in many ways because you got a lot of good veteran presence there. But in reading and knowing what Atlanta Roberts has been doing in the past, is he more than just a two-down guy at that position? Is he somebody that's going to be able to stay on the field on passing downs as well?
Yeah, it seems what we've seen in practice, it seems like it a little bit. You know, with Jamal Adams in that linebacker room, he obviously provides a different dimension, a different – again, he's a guy that's going to go after the quarterback and be a run stopper, but he was a former safety, so he obviously understands coverage a little bit as well. Let's get back out to the phone, 702-365-9200. Charles from Oregon joining us here in the Morning Tailgate. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing this morning? Hey.
Fantastic.
Good, thanks.
Great. So I wasn't going to call in. I was sitting here and I was listening to the last caller with all due respect, and I had to call after that. So
okay.
All right.
Okay. So I just got to say, I don't get why people – I mean, I get the talent of Trey Hendrickson. I get that. But, you know, you got to trust Spytek here with, you know, he wants his picks, right? You know, I don't know that you want to give up picks, but even more so, why do you want to sink all that money, I think one of you said, into two defensive ends where you're putting all that money into it for a guy who's going to be, you know, before you know it, he's going to be 33, 34 years old. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, I would rather see what do we have with these young guys. They're clearly going young with the DBs, that kind of thing. Let's see what we got. And, you know, after hearing what Adam Schefter said, clearly Micah Parsons at some point isn't going to be a Cowboy. So do you want to, you know, somebody who can play linebacker and defensive line, you could take a shot at him next year, perhaps, right?
All right.
But, I'd rather see what we have going first. That's just my take. And for Pete's sake, his name is Ashton Gentry, not Gentry.
Wow, Charles, all right.
Charles just couldn't contain himself.
I'm pumped up right now.
Yeah.
But, so I just had to call.
The adrenaline's
flowing. He has a caloric deficiency right now. He's angry.
Yeah. Take some rice cakes with some peanut butter. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm 3 weeks out from competing. So.
Well, there you go. No wonder he's all angry and fired up.
Yeah.
It's not allowed to eat anything for 3 more weeks.
Charles,
we appreciate you.
No, I mean plenty, just not a lot of carbs.
Charles, calling again. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. 702-365-9200. Okay, a couple things there. The Trey Hendrickson I do understand. If I'm going to play devil's advocate for those that are against it, Trey Anderson is an immediate upgrade. I don't think that's a question. Mm-hmm. Opposite Max Crosby, that is an immediate upgrade. All of a sudden, the defensive line seems much more formidable. And especially if you believe in your offense is going to put up points and you just think your defense needs to pin your ears back, get after the quarterback, that is definitely one – that is a thought process. That also sounds very much like the Cincinnati Bengals from a year ago. Potent offense and a guy – and Trey Hendrickson again after the quarterback.
30-plus points a game
now,
they're allowing.
Now, again, I'm not comparing the Raiders' offense right now to Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, that. But that would be the other point of view.
Okay.
The other thing that, you know, people keep just throwing Malcolm Kuntz in this trade.
Yes, like, that. No.
I thought Malcolm was a fan favorite for a while.
Yeah,
and now
I did too,
it
like...
seems he is just being, he's good.
I don't like that.
Pete Carroll was asked about Malcolm Kuntz and kind of his where he's at right now. He's obviously coming off the injury. He didn't get to have a full offseason of full go, right? So he's been ramping up. And Pete Carroll said it was interesting. He had a conversation with him yesterday prior to meeting with the media. And he admits it's taken him a little while to remind himself, Malcolm that is, that he's okay. Like, that he's fully healthy. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times with these athletes, and you can look up anybody who's gotten a knee injury or an ACL, whatever it may be, it takes them a minute to remember being like, oh, yeah, man, he's fine. Like, my leg's good. I can do this a little bit. I think even Aiden Hutchinson with the Detroit Lions, who broke his leg in a very bad way, said it's taken him a while to have the confidence being like, it's good now. You know what I mean? And that's basically what Pete Carroll was telling us, is that that's where he thinks Malcolm's at. He's not holding him back. He's not on a pitch count. It's just a matter of him mentally remembering, like, I'm good now, and being able to go back. But Pete Carroll's liked everything that he's seen from him during camp. He's liked the reps that he's taken in the preseason. It's a matter of just Malcolm going now.
They've been very smart with him, too. At the same time, I think Malcolm's being smart about it himself, because he knows how devastating that injury was. He doesn't want to be out for any long period of time. But I think he also knows now, with Wilkins not being in this lineup and on this team any longer, that a lot of it is expected out of him. So I think we're seeing what a guy is like now, after all this time, after being drafted in 2021, that he knows what it takes to maintain and stay on the field, because he went and had that superlative year 2 years ago. We had 8.5 sacks towards, and that began after week 8.
Right. And Pete basically said it was the last 7 to 10 days where Malcolm has looked like Malcolm. But again, it's not so much on the scheme. It's not so much on the number of reps. Right now it's just on the player and his brain telling himself, hey, you're good. Like, you're good now. You don't have to worry about it. So I do think it's interesting. Just Trey Hendrickson pops up. Oh, yeah. There goes Malcolm.
Yeah, just to make room for him. No. He's part of the action, too. This has got to be about picks, not awesome talent.
Joel from Queens, just as a side note, if anyone wants to know just how flawless of a radio vet Clay is, a mere split second after someone unprompted mentioned Tyree Wilson, our boy CB mentions that tickets go to call number 9. National treasure you are, Clay.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thank you, Joel from Queens. That's very kind of you.
Queens. How about that?
Joel,
noticing the small things.
The little details.
Sometimes, you know what, Joel? Sometimes I take it for granted. Just how seamless it is. And I appreciate you calling it out so that I don't.
But, Joel, I couldn't do it without the great people around me, like Vince Sapienza and Mateo here on site, and Jess back at the studio.
Mateo, I just got the notification. 7th anniversary.
Lotus Broadcasting.
7th overall pick, Tyree Wilson, 7 years for Mateo.
Oh, that's good.
All right. A Drew Doughty doppelganger, by the way. I have to add that in.
Looks
there.
Just like him. You'll see him tonight at the Aces game as he's pulling double duty.
So I can paint the picture. Greg in New Jersey, the surprise for me is the standing of JPJ. I don't think anyone went into this offseason thinking he would not be at center, let alone battling for a starting position. Not saying he shouldn't earn it like anyone else, but it just appeared from the outside perspective that his status was one of the more stable. Where now I wonder how locked in his place is on that starting line. Greg, it is a well-taken point. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I mean, it's exactly where we all were. We had him not even in pencil, in pen, as the starter. Not only is that not happening, there's a possibility he's not with the starters week one in Foxborough. And to me, that is even a bigger surprise than him not being at center. It's the fact that he would not be on the starting five. I'm still going to bang my fist on the table and say he will be one of the starting five, but I'm less confident in that prediction moving forward. Much more to come. The final sit-down is next here in the Morning Tailgate, Raider Nation Radio 920. But first,
we have tickets for UNLV football, the home opener this Saturday against Idaho State at Allegiant Stadium. You know, tickets are available at unlvtickets.com or 739fans. But we got a four-pack for you. All you got to do is come by and pick them up at the station. Bet Feist. Be caller number 9 at 702-365-9200. Jess will hook you up with a four-pack of tickets to see Rebel football this Saturday on Raider Nation Radio 920.
More Silver and Black Talk with Vince Sapienza, Clay Baker, and Vinny Bonsignor.
And we are back live at the Circa for the incredible Survivor Ultimate Contest Weekend. We're having such a great time today, and we're really excited because we're now joined by the Vice President of Operations for the Circa, the D in Golden Gate. It's Mike Palm with us here on Raider Nation Radio, the Morning Tailgate. Mike, good morning to you. This is a very busy weekend for you, but a very just busy day altogether because I see the spreadsheet out, I got the stats, and I just saw you in Kentucky a few hours ago, it seems like, on social media.
Yeah, Tuesday afternoon we flew to Nashville and had dinner with some folks in Nashville and then drove up early yesterday morning to Franklin, Kentucky, to the Mint Casino where we had the grand opening of the Circus Sports there at Kentucky Downs. Had a ribbon cutting ceremony there and got on a plane, flew back here. Of course, we have Radio Row today and tomorrow. We have our champions dinner for everyone that's made it to the end in Survivor or finished in the top 10 in millions through the years tonight. Then the meet and greet at Bar Canada after that from 6:30 to 9. And then, of course, tomorrow this continues. We're going to do a pool day for anybody that's signed up for one of the contests.
How many pool days have you gotten over the years? How many pool days are just for Mike?
As you can tell from my tan, not that many. You know, it's a dry heat, but 117 is 117. And Derek wants no trees up there. They might block the screen. So yeah, okay. It's tough. I mean, if you have a cabana, you can get in and out a little bit. And then we're doing a blackjack tournament shootout tomorrow night for anybody that has three or more entries in the contests. Saturday afternoon is my panel from 2 to 4. And by the way, we have a Keno and slot tournament that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, yeah, it's an easy little week.
So we'll see you in February is basically what you're saying.
You'll see me on the you'll see me in the documentary every week, but the new one won't come out till next August, I guess.
This has only gotten bigger and bigger every year. The excitement for it, obviously the money always goes up, but again, just the fervor for it. What is your excitement for you, as you know, a new football season is ahead, and as we know, football is just a different animal than kind of the rest when it comes to the betting game?
Well, I think right now the fun of it is trying to, you know, our guarantee is $15 million. We're going to blow through that, but I really wanted to see if we could get it to $20 million this year, right? We went from 6 to 9 to 14. Can we get to $20 million?
Yeah.
I mean, I we get these daily reports, right?
Yeah.
We could do it by the hour, but I'll wait for the morning.
Why do that to yourself?
Get the summary at 8 a.m., right? And I just look at how we're pacing, and, you know, we're day over day. So last year, same day, and we say how many days until the start of the season for same day. We had in Survivor 5,615. Going into today, we have 7,989. So if you extrapolate that number out, you know, we're up 42.2%. Mm-hmm. It's like 2,000,004 would be the just over 20,000. So we can play with that. I mean, we went up 51%, down to 37. It varies day per day, but that's really for me, the joy that I get out of it right now is pushing to see if we can get to the $20 million. Now we've got the Grandissimo this year, the $100,000. So if we just fall short, I'll blame Derek's Grandissimo for having cannibalized the regular Survivor, not staying in our lane, not doing our core competency. But no, whatever. We end up with $19 million. It's incredible growth from in 6 years to go from $1 million to close to $20 million.
Yeah, come on down to Circa. Enter the contest for the Circa Million, as well as the Circa Survivor, $1,000 per entry. And if you're feeling lucky, $100,000 for the Grandissimo entry. And, of course, Mike, talk about the football preview. You got that free event this Saturday at the Galaxy Ballroom from 2 to 4. Our good friend Mike Pritchard, Sam Munson, Chuck Edel, as well as Drew Dinson.
Yeah, this will be the seventh year of doing it. I've done it every year since we started doing these contests. This is year seven of the Millions, year six of the Survivor, and the initial year Grandissimo. And I've never repeated a guest. I mean, the first year we kind of threw it together at the end, and it was three VSIN guys. It was Mitch Moss. Of course, Paulie couldn't do it. You know, he's too busy playing video poker.
Yeah. Mitch,
Mitch Moss, Matt Eumanns, Gil Alexander, and Paul Stone, which was the last time we kind of talked about college football, too.
Nice.
But I've tried to have a former professional player every year since then, and Pritchard fits the bill.
Pritch is the best.
Plus, he's like the nicest guy on earth.
He's
right?
Awesome.
Invite him to Stadium Swim. You'll never have to pick up a tab. But
smart.
And, yeah.
I'll do that.
Chuck Edel, very respect. I mean, here's a guy. There's a lot of people in this space that claim they're professional, right? I mean, why are they selling picks? But
Chuck knew he had to become a sports bettor when he became the manager of an Italian restaurant in Chicago, and he kept calling up Scorephone seven times an hour because he knew he had that much action.
He's, you know, he's actually a winning bettor and has done it and done it quietly, right? People know him because he comes on with Mitch and Paul and Follow the Money. But, you know, last year he got in Matt Eumanns' Friday Night Football contest, 25 handicappers, and crushed it. He had, like, locked it up with 3 weeks to go. He finished, like, nine games ahead of everybody
else.
Sounds
about right.
Yeah, so I'm excited to have Chuck come on this year. Drew Dinsink, everybody knows for years, is just a really well-spoken, polished, professional bettor and podcaster, and is a good listing. Of course, we know he specializes in certain things, amongst them the NFL, and I mean, he's really good at tennis and all that too. But and then Sam, I've loved meeting Sam through the years on Visa, and of course everybody knows his work that he did through the years with Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, kind of created it.
I really like the analytical style that he will bring to the questions tomorrow too. So I think it's a very balanced panel, and every year we've grown the number of people that are in the ballroom here. I think we had close to 200 last year, and of course we stream it. And I think we averaged during those 2 hours around 8,500 people watching on the live stream. So, and you can send your, we'd love for you to come here, write the questions out. I mean, the audience drives this. I'll have like 12 questions, and then I want to take the audience questions. And if you're watching X, you can also type your questions in, right? And Aaron Oster will get them to me, and I'll mix in the questions from the ether as well.
Mike, it's awesome having you on. Thank you for having us out here. We absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And yeah, this is like the annual mark that we realize, all right, football is finally upon us when we get a chance to be about the ultimate contest weekend.
Thanks, Clay. Thanks, Vince. I enjoyed the time.
Appreciate you.
Jess, back at the studio, thank you so much. Mateo here on site. We absolutely appreciate all the thoughts on the text line and on the phones, as well as Ian Ritchie and Bill Eddy.
And don't forget, JT the Brick from 12 to 2, Unnecessary Roughness with Q Myers from 2 to 5. We are back on the Morning Tailgate on a Friday, getting you ready for the Raiders preseason finale. It is Raider Nation Radio 920.